In the air-conditioned hum of the Las Vegas Convention Center, the more than 105,000 attendees at this event go through the usual exhibits of the latest innovations in radio, television, journalism, and engineering. The more than 1,400 broadcast exhibitors included some companies previously not seen in this desert gathering. They are touting new distribution methods for conventional television stations. The February 2009 deadline for conversion of all American over-the-air TV stations from analog to digital and HDTV looms on the horizon. However, mobile and IP television are capturing much of the attention here. Although these technologies are not new, proponents are hoping recent developments will be the breaking point to see their vision to a reality. One of those is Bob Shallow of cellular telephone maker Nokia. As the company's Director of Multimedia Experiences, he is promoting the new DVB-H technology. When initiated, it is supposed to greatly improve the ability to receive a television station or network on a handheld cellular telephone. He is hoping this will be the development that will make cellular or mobile television a popular reality.
Some of the biggest hurdles have been quality of service and delivery to the device. So to date, a lot of the services have been delivered using streaming technology, which means that every new user coming onto the network to watch a piece of content puts a greater strain on the network and has the potential to cause the quality of the content to degrade. What DVB-H does is it provides a broadcast footprint. So everybody, whether it's one person or a million people within that footprint, get the same quality of service, and it's guaranteed throughout a broadcast.
To help make this possible, Nokia was displaying their new DVB-H-compatible N92 cell phone, which is to go on sale in Europe later this year and in North America in 2007. Izzy Bass is with U-Turn, a company that specializes in helping television stations move their programming to mobile phones and other devices like cellular-equipped PDAs. He says that being able to watch television on a mobile device has many advantages.
It's with you wherever you go. Nobody carries their laptop with them as often. I mean, I carry my laptop around, but you know, there's a great analogy. They talk about how television is a lean-back technology, where you lean back on the couch, watch what's going on the screen. It's very passive. Computers are very lean forward. You're leaned over a keyboard, typing, and you're interacting that way. Mobile phones are great because it's lean forward, lean back, get up, walk across the door, walk across the room, go outside, down the street, get a gallon of milk, come back home. So it's with you wherever you are.
Mr. Bass says that for mobile television to work, stations should adopt an advertiser-based business plan instead of a user-pay system. Another type of technology sharing floor space with proponents of mobile television is IPTV. This technology lets people watch traditional and streaming video channels over the Internet on a traditional television set. Marek Kierczewski is with Centivision, a Polish and Asian-based company that specializes in IPTV and video-on-demand technology. He is confident IPTV will become a big hit if people can watch programming such as specialized streaming media channels on their home television set rather than having to sit in front of a computer.
Simply because the amount of programming you can get from the Internet is going to be increasing in the coming months and years. The Internet is an interactive medium, so you can have the feedback, you can have interactive programming that where you actually decide what you want to watch, and not as it's thrown at you by the broadcaster, but you choose what you want to view and when you want to view it. But still, you don't want to move from that couch. You want to be at that. You want to sit at that couch, and you want to choose the programs you want to watch, not using your PC.
Many other companies at this show, such as software giant Microsoft, are also investing in the concept of IPTV. Still, a report from Accenture shows that supporters of mobile television and the IPTV concept still have some work to do. It found that respondents in 5 European countries in the United States are not aware of the technology or even the name of IPTV. The report did find that many of the respondents are interested in the technology. The same report also found that mobile devices, such as cellular phones and video players like Apple's iPod, were the least favorite devices to watch television. Still, Dennis Wharton, spokesperson for the National Association of Broadcasters, the Washington-based group that produces this annual gathering, says they want to make the industry aware of new ways to get their signal out to viewers.
I mean, we could go at this one of two ways. We could bury our head in the sand and say, oh, we're afraid of new technology. And you know what? We would last for a few years and then we would die. But instead, we are going to embrace this new technology. We're going to provide new platforms under which our local program, local stations with our network partners will deliver great applications that people haven't even thought of it sounds trite. You can either embrace the future or you can be afraid of it. We choose to embrace it.
To highlight these new technologies, many of the new mobile and IPTV exhibitors were featured in a special area on the convention floor. Craig McCulloch for VOA News, Las Vegas.